perfect answer for what to carry every day to make sure you don't...
RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Bob. How can I help you? Hey, Jenny.
Bob, this is Jenny.
I saw it was your number.
Now, the lady, she called me yesterday.
Yeah.
And guess what the insurance company's trying to do?
Trying to get fill the order for someone's house.
They're trying to sell her a diamond.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Yeah, because they probably found a way to get something that fits the bill cheap as hell and save themselves some money. And they
it's called Vision. Talk to you which, who they're dealing with. It's Vision at 360. You ever heard of them?
No, I haven't. No. The only thing I can tell you is if it's a lot cheaper, is it an oval or a marquee that they find?
It's a marquee, but I'm going to give you the GI number. You can look it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I can look it up then. Sure.
Okay.
Okay,
654.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
654-108-6377. It's 2 carats. SI1, H in color.
SI1H. All right. Hang on a second here. Let me, while I have you on the phone, I'm going to do it right now. Let's see here. GIA. Okay, let's see here. Let me put the number in. 654-108-6377. Results not available yet. Wow, that's a first. I never saw that before. Let me try that again. Go back. 654-108-6377. That's correct, right?
Mm-hmm. 654-108-6377.
The item with this report is still undergoing service by GIA. Once service is completed, the item is returned. Report results will be displayed. Please try your search later. That's a brand new diamond. That's a diamond that is that hasn't even been put into their system yet. Interesting. Which means it's a very it's a brand new diamond. It's either a brand new diamond or it's a recut. You know, a bigger diamond that it could very well be that it was a diamond that was bigger and that was damaged, and the insurance company bought it. You know, it took it in. You know, as part of what their, you know, their coverage, they took that one back in trade towards the replacement diamond. And then they were going to get it recut and send it into GIA to get certified. So, interesting. Vision 360 is what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Let me put that in. I've never heard of that. Let me see here. Vision 60. Vision 360 Enterprise Accounts. Partners who take high.
Well, that looks like they're going down.
What the hell is that? It's not really. Vision 360 is somebody in the. It's an AI powered accounts payable automation system. It's not a. It looks like that has got something to do with healthcare. Weird.
If you put in Vision at 360 diamonds, it'll come up.
At 360. Okay.
It's an advanced specializer imaging system designed for diamond and jewelry industry.
Oh, okay. So that's okay. So that's not what I put in. Okay. So let me try something else here. Now, so it's Vision V-I-S-I-O-N.
Uh huh. At 360 diamonds.
At 360.
She said that was on the paperwork, that name.
Vision at 360, a premier specialized technology system capturing high-resolution 360-degree magnified videos, polished diamonds. Okay, you know what that is. Okay, so that's not the source.
Uh-huh.
All that is okay. The the place where they send diamonds to get a report on it.
Okay.
I don't think that's who. I don't think they actually sell diamonds. Let me take a look here. In addition, all sensitive credit information you supply is encrypted via secure socket. We implement a variety of security measures when the user enters, submits, accesses information. I'm pretty sure this is just a diamond grading system. Let me just see here. Yeah, okay.
She said it had a GIA cert with it. That's what I understand.
Well, this GIA cert number they gave me, you gave me, is this is really a photographic system. This isn't really a sort. It's like GIA, you know, but it's actually for recording the diamond rather than offering an opinion on it. So what happens is, like, I could submit a diamond to Vision 360 and get a Diamond 360 report on it. And it thoroughly examines the diamonds as far as identifying that diamond. But that's just a service. It's not the resource where the diamond is coming from. It's just an opinion. It's a digital opinion on the diamond. This is the exact measurements. This is what it looks like under magnification. It shows it from all angles and everything. But it's not the source of the diamond. They just send it into this place to get it categorized. So
okay.
I don't know. And they're offering an HSI-1. As a replacement for it. So we really don't know.
17,000.
You know what? Maybe there's, for how much?
17,000.
17,000, wow.
Symmetry is excellent, and it
yeah.
has no fluorescence. You want me to give you the size on it?
Give me the dimensions.
11.87 by 6.57 by 4.22.
By 4.22. Did you say 5.7? 6.57?
It's 11, yeah.
11.87, 6.57. It was on the edge of my paper, and the paper slid. So I couldn't read that last. Okay. So that one is, you know, it's a little on the fat side, but not awful. Let me just see something here in our system here. I just want to see what a 2-carat marquee. Hold on a second. Bear with me. Okay. So all of my marquees in the 2-carat size, I'm going to tell you the length on it. Okay. One of them is 1198 by 642. One of them is 1273 by 656. Another one is 1372 by 634, 1340 by 631. So what that is, the reason why that stone is a little cheaper, you said it's an HSI-1, okay, 17, is that it's a little on the deep side. It's a little bit smaller than it should look. Most of the 2 carats, I can look at, here's a carat and a half GSI-1 that's 1193 by 6. And this one looks almost the same size as the carat 51. The reason why they're trying to push that is because they're getting a deal on that stone. So I don't know what to tell you. The diamond is okay. It's not a great diamond. It's a little on the deep side. You said that is 422. Well, that's interesting because most of mine are in like most of my 2 carats are under 4. 404, 429, 398, 387, 411, 412, 422, 391. So it's a little on the deep side, but excellent. It's not bad. And if that's what she wants, that's what she wants. I just don't have that diamond. It's in process right now. That's the problem. With GIA, they don't have a report ready for it yet. It's something that's being cut right now. and I'm going to, well, that's weird, though. You have all those numbers. Well, those are the numbers that are coming from Vision 360. So they submitted the diamond to GIA to get graded, and apparently that's what it's coming back as. It must have been a preliminary evaluation on it that's an HSI-1. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. They're paying.
He's got a copy of the cert.
I don't. It's not in the system yet. It's weird because when I went to GIA to look for it, they said the GIA website basically says it's not available yet. The GIA report says results not yet available, which is really surprising. I've never had that happen. I've never had putting a GIA number in and it not coming back and telling me very specifically what it is. So it's a preliminary grade on it as an HSI-1. It's probably not written in stone. It could come back as an HSI-2 or an ISI-2 because the report isn't available yet. That's really strange. Again, in 20-something years, I've never had that happen where I can't put a number into GIA and get their a report back on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a marquee. It's what she wants, and the insurance company will give it to her. For her, she doesn't have any money out of pocket on this, does she?
No. Mm-mm. But she hadn't said she's going to get that. She told them that she would have to see the diamond.
Yeah.
She was a visual person.
Yeah, well, I don't blame her. I would look at it, too. I would tell her to bring it in for you to look at, too, to see what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Because
the diamond I got now, the oval, is a FSI-2, right?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it is.
I got somebody wrote down here. I just make sure it's
Let me look and see what you have. I don't really remember off the top of my head.
Yeah.
It is
I'm being lazy. I could go right up here to say
and look. Well, it's an FSI-2, and it costs you $12,060. I'm curious to see. The insurance company isn't paying $17,000 for it. I can guarantee you that. Because they would have pushed her to take your deal. What did you offer the 201 for?
I just did it 20% of 14,050.
So that's
I'm doing her mounting. I'm custom making her mounting.
Yeah, but that's the weird part because, you know, they could have replaced it through you for 14, but she must really, really want that marquee way more than she wants an oval. And unfortunately, there's not much I can do. I don't have anything that will compete with that. Something that you can sell to her for $17,000. It's a little bit fat and it's a little bit undersized, and that's probably why it's a deal. You know, but it's not. It doesn't sound bad. I guess I would look at it with very discerning eyes and make sure it looks like an HSI-1 should have next to nothing in it. I mean, it should, to the eye, it should be solidly eye clean. And then even under a loop,
and she told me it was, I was going to tell you, she told me it was supposed to be laser engraved too.
Yeah, almost all the diamonds are now. That's just identification to make sure it is what it is. But I don't know. I would just say that, it's, let me see what the dimensions are on the oval. Although she really wanted a marquee, and that marquee is going to look bigger because it's a little longer than the oval. I think you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. There's no way for you to win on this one. Unless the diamond looks like crap. That's, if the diamond doesn't look good to you, I mean, if it's got a big bow tie in it, none of the stuff that you tell me can tell you whether it's got a bow tie. Excellent, with no fluorescence sounds good, but when you actually look at it, it could have a bow tie in it, a big bow tie. And if it's got a big bow tie, it's always going to be an ugly stone. And you can't tell that without looking at the diamond. That's just a visual thing, So it sounds like it's, I don't know. I think she must have been very insistent with the insurance company to say she really wanted a marquee, if she could get one.
Well, they asked her, was she going to get a marquee back? And she said, no, she was thinking about changing it to a marquee. Oh, well, she probably went on and tell them because it was so expensive.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
And that's when she said, but,
But yeah, I would just tell her when they send it in to you, take a good look at it. If it looks pretty, then it's, what are you going to do? That's the way it is. Make your money on the Mountie, you know. But if it isn't pretty, then let me know, and I'll have you send this 201 back. Unless they're sending it right away, then I'll tell you to hang on to it for a few more days. But if they're not, if that's not coming to you guys right away for you to look at, or where's she going? They sending it to someplace, or how is she going to look at it?
No, she hadn't even told them to send it yet.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know, the way she talked to me, you know, I don't know what else they're going to say to her, but I said, Don, what you need to tell them, you just want your money.
Yeah.
You need to get what you want to get.
Yeah, well, and if she really wants a marquee, which is what it sounded like originally, then we don't really have a good option for her. But if she wants to, I would put it next to the oval. You know, and say, look, at put them side by side, and you tell me which one you like better. You know, if they like you like that one, then
right.
they go with that one. If they like your ours, then we go with that one. Because if it's a poorly cut marquee, it's going to look bad.
Wait, I'm sorry, I missed the last thing you said. If it's a what now?
I said if it's a poorly cut marquee. It's not going to look good, especially if you put it next to a well-cut oval like the one you got. You know, they're going to look, one's going to look deader than the other one, and usually a poorly cut marquee has got that big black bow tie in it, and that would be pretty evident pretty quick. But it could be a pretty stone. You don't know. There's not enough. The data can't tell you that. You actually just have to look at it and then put it in your tweezers and move it around, because it may look good from one angle, but as you turn it or move it a little bit, it could drop off and have some big black bow tie in it.
Right.
That's usually the killer on marquee.
I'm hoping she's going to tell them she's going to want her money and that's it.
Yeah, well, that might be the case, and just get my money instead, and then she can start from scratch looking at whatever. Yeah, if she doesn't like this diamond. And again, there's not enough data. Without looking at the diamond, all the data in the world won't tell you how pretty an oval, marquee, or any of the fancy cuts are. A round diamond can't really hide much. If it's cut really well, it's going to pop. But numbers alone can't tell you how pretty any of the fancy cuts are. Pear shapes, marquees, ovals, they can all sound good, but when you look at them, look completely different.
Bob, have you still got that one that you told me about, that 2.01 marquee HSI-1? What is the measurements on that one?
Let me see here if it's, I think it was out on memo at the moment. Let me just see where it is. Oh, no, it's here. The 201 is 1198 by 642. So it's a little bit bigger looking than the one that you have. But it's 18,492. That's the problem. There's no money in it for you.
Right.
Yes, it's at a current today's price, which is stupid high right now. That's why this one's weird, that it's cheap enough that they're replacing it for $17,000, which, you know, if they cut out a middleman, there's probably something wrong with it, because it's a new cert number. That number is new, which means it's in today's world. The only reason it might be cheap is, like I said, if whoever had that diamond, if it was the insurance company that had that diamond, it might have been a 2.5 carat at one time. And they had to pay a premium on it because somebody chipped it, and they bought it back and gave them a new diamond. So they had it in inventory, had it recut, and it came out to a 2 carat, and they sent it out to be certified, and hoping that at some point they would have to replace a diamond and they could use this one. That happens with marquees a lot. Marquees get damaged a lot. And if it happened and they bought it back in order to settle the claim, then they had it in some kind of an inventory that they had and got it recut, it would explain a lot. It would be why the price is cheaper now, because if it was an older stone before Marquise went up over the last year, then it could have been a diamond that was a lot less money at one point, and today it's worth this.
Mm-hmm.
No way to tell. By looking at it, if it was recut, you'd never figure that out. Because it would be just recut proportionately the way it's supposed to be cut.
Oh, Bree, come here. Okay.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you so much.
I'll
let you know about that.
Sure.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.